We're diving into the issues with the three men competing to be Wisconsin State Superintendent. One task confronting the next school's chief is how to help students facing mental and emotional challenges. How do these candidates envision tackling mental health struggles? Once again, we go to WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello.
Mental health is becoming a weighty topic of conversation among educators these days. How can we help kids who deal with trauma? What's being done to prevent bullying? How can we teach kids social skills and the ability to manage their emotions? All of these questions have also been posed to the candidates running to head public education in Wisconsin. So, what will they do around mental health challenges? Incumbent Tony Evers says in his work across the state, he's noticed a tendency for teachers to focus exclusively on academics. And while closing the achievement gap in math and English is important, Evers says, he wants to encourage educators to approach the whole student.
Yes, it's important for kids to achieve at a high level, but we also have to be cognizant of their social and emotional needs. And I think that's an important message to send. Otherwise, we do start chasing test scores, and we spend our time kind of comparing and contrasting.
Evers adds that it will be easier for teachers to widen their focus if the state can find ways to lighten their load. For example, eliminating excess paperwork. John Humphreys cites his background in alternative education, where he worked with kids who've experienced trauma. So, he says he's seen firsthand the different ways it can manifest itself in students' behavior, and how that behavior can affect the larger classroom. Humphreys says one of the things he wants to do is to better equip teachers to handle a classroom with diverse needs.
Our teacher training program haven't done an adequate job of preparing our teachers to deal with these challenges. So if I walk into a classroom 2 or 3 years from now, I would hope to see teachers effectively using classroom management strategies that my Department of Public Instruction has shared with them.
Challenger Lowell Holtz points out that along with safety, physiological needs are among the most basic. He says he believes the current system doesn't always provide students with a nurturing environment, which can lead to low performance. He says he wants to make schools a safe place for kids.
Low-performing schools aren't the fault of teachers, parents, or students. They simply are the fault of the system that's currently in place. And my strong, strong passion is our kids. The focus in a nonpartisan position like this has to be on our students and their future.
State leaders are already setting the stage for whichever candidate becomes superintendent to help him address issues related to mental health. Governor Walker has asked the legislature to set aside more than $5 million to help schools provide related screenings and services, as well as hire more social workers. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.